There is a bug, a fly kind of like that, that they say not kill them, that they will eat insects that will bother your garden.
Do you remember what it's called?
No.
I just wondered.
You're saying dragon bugs, it's something like that. It's got that ugly head, the big old green mammoths.
This one fly. Huh? Or maybe call it, did you ever call it devil's needle or darning needle? Some people, If you grew corn, did you have to have something to scare away all the birds with?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
We used to just scare away the birds from the corn and one of my pastors, they put up what you call a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you make a thing and put some old clothes on it and a hat on it. And you've got those arms out like this and put your shirt sleeves through. Now that's called a scarecrow. But we had birds in our corn this year, last year. And what my husband done and the man asked Jenna, they'd take their rifles and shoot at them. And if you shoot at them, kill two or three of them, they're so bad, they'd slip around, some of them come. But Eileen just kept shooting at birds down there, and Mr. Thomas, we'd hear him shoot at them. And they kind of scared them off like that, and that's about all we done for birds this time.
Are they mostly crows or the other kind of birds?
They are a different kind of birds. Crows didn't bother us this year. Had they eat up the watermelon patch, I guess crows are bad.
I never knew that.
But, yeah. But these birds, where they had trouble with them, mostly, was when the corn was coming up. They would see this little stalk of corn up about that high, and they would know, I don't know how, but they learned there was a grain of corn at the end of that stalk, down in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And they would scratch in the ground and get that grain of corn. And, of course, they had scratched up the little stalk of corn that was to grow. And a lot of people have corn to replant on account of that, but Eileen planted his thick enough that he could pull up, he could let them get a lot of it and then have enough left.
That was lucky.
And they did keep shooting at them until they stopped them from doing that so bad. Well, enough that we had plenty of corn first thing.
Excuse me, I had plenty of corn for lunch. Oh, that was good. Do you just shuck it, and then scrape it off and freeze it?
Yeah. You shuck it, and of course you have to get the silks off. But you take a brush and get them off. Silks, you know how that is.
Uh-huh. You take a brush? What kind of brush?
Just a little brush with coarse bristles.
Huh.
And a hammer. And it's just made for that. Mostly to clean, like you're going to wash, things that it's real dirty. And you don't eat the outside of them too. You can brush them with that brush through it in water and get it off. But you don't use in water to get the silks off the corn. Just take the brush. And then cut it off, slice it off.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on boil that I do. I let it come to a good boil. And then you let it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in your boxes and put it in the freezer.
So you cook it first?
Uh-huh. You don't cook it enough to eat it, but you cook it enough that you have to do what they call blanching it. And that's to let it come to a boil. And I do peas that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And butter beans. And now my string beans, snap beans. But I can them, I don't freeze them. And can them in pressure cooking.
Mm.
I noticed my beans weren't cooked hard enough today. They were tender enough, but they had a little bit of a green bean taste.
Well, I thought they were good.